insert. Very nice. And now our concluding speaker, Joanna Leslahova from Math and Stats. So I asked Francois during your talk, Jorg, if his simulation of his car accident could be done on your virtual world. But we'll talk about that later. And with that, Joanna, you're on.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for coming. I'm an assistant professor of statistics. I arrived here in July, and what I'm interested in is statistical modeling of dependence and the modeling of extremal events. Now, certainly, every one of you have heard about extremal events. Those could be natural catastrophes or financial catastrophes. And because they have a very large impact on our society, it is important that we try to understand them better scientifically and guard against them. Now, mathematics and statistics have quite a bit to offer in this context. And I would like you to focus on one particular example to show you what it is that I'm interested in. Now, suppose you are looking at an insurance company which collected 1,500 data, and these data are the losses associated with claims made to the company, which you see on the x-axis, and then also the financial expenses the company has in order to settle for the claim, which you see on the y-axis. Now, if you look at the picture, you see that these two quantities are quite heavily correlated, but the company is most interested in the potential of large losses occurring together with large settlement expenses, because this probability will ultimately determine the financial reserve the company has to make in order not to go bankrupt. Now, if I mention correlation, probably some of you think, this is easy. I could simply look at Pearson's linear correlation, which is an easy and very popular concept. However, the bad news is that it is not suitable for the depiction of dependence between extremal events. You see here two scenarios which have exactly the same correlation, 70%, but the right-hand scenario has much larger potential to generate extremal events, whereas the left-hand scenario is perfectly harmless. Now, in order to distinguish these two scenarios, I have to look at a more sophisticated concept, and that's where mathematics becomes very useful, because if I look at two random variables, x1, x2, like the loss and the allocated loss adjustment expense, their joint behavior is described by a distribution function, but I can decompose the distribution function into three functions. The blue functions f and g determine the individual behavior of the loss and the allocated loss adjustment expense, whereas there is a function c depicted in red, which is called a copula, and that is the glue which glues these two individual behaviors together and which gives you a mathematical description of dependence. Now, how can I analyze this description, this two-place function C? I can depict it graphically for my little example of the insurance company, because a copula is a distribution function. You can generate data from it. And you can see that there is a clustering of points in the upper right corner, which is quite characteristic for extremal events. Now, that's where the fun really starts for a statistician, because you can look for a mathematical description of this clustering phenomenon, and indeed it exists. You see it on the transparency and involves a convex function A, which now you can try to estimate. You can try to find a parametric model for it to make predictions. You can try to validate your model stochastically. And if it doesn't fit, then you will have even more fun to try to find another model. Thank you very much.